thing in that respect, then you say you are a Brahmin. But his tendency to do my motto, that was more earnest, and you do not see any superiority there. But he says superiority, and you consulted the Brahmins also, the ministers. The Brahmin ministers was consulted before he took that power, only a drop of water. He could not tolerate it. Then another thing, you say you are a sannyasi. What is this, Durvasa? He is a grihastha, he is a khatriya, but he did not he did not go back when you wanted to destroy him. But your case, you are running for fear of your life. The whole world. Who is holding superior position? You Brahmin, you Brahmagna, you should not identify yourself with your material body, but you are so much engrossed and identified with your material body, for fear of burning of that body, you are running through the whole of the world. And Ambarish, what did he stood still. Did not budge an inch to save his body. So consider. So many other things are also discussed. Ahama bhakta parādhino jhāsatantri vaddiya sādhavi grasta hridayo bhakte bhakta janapriya. Narayan again pleaded, you would have to go to that Ambarish. My court is not bona fide to give judgment. You should have to. This is my decision. How is this your supreme power? And they are all there, no. Now, there is a relation of affection and the love. That is something else. Aham bhakta paradhino jhasatantri vaddiya. O Brahmin, know for certain that I am rather dependent to my devotees. Devotee bhakta paradhino jhasatantri, as if I have no freedom against them. This is my position. And you will have to abide by such a law of affection. My relationship with my devotees is of such a nature. Sadhvi grasta hridayo, they have swallowed up my heart. Bhakta janapriya, and the devotees are very favorite to me. Another thing. Sadhavu hidayam majjam sadhu nam hidayam tam. Our position is such, as they give their whole heart towards me, I also cannot but offer my whole heart towards them, action, reaction, vice versa. They, jidatha mahaṁ prapadyanti, tantasivu hajaṁ mahaṁ. Whoever approaches me with what nature, my reaction towards him is of similar nature. They have given everything, jidāra dāra putrāca, they have left their wives, they have left their home, they have left their children, friends, everything for me only. And how can I cannot respond to him in a similar way towards them? You decide yourself. Dhaṁ bhakta parādhino jhasa santri vaddiya je dāra gāra putrāca everything you have sacrificed only for my satisfaction. Katham tam tattu maksahi. You consider how can I leave them in their time of danger? It is impossible. You will have to go back to that Ambarish from where this originates, this affair has got its origin, beginning to go. If he does not surrender, no, just go and see. They are not of your type. They are of another type. You go. You will have to go, and please go. And you will see that how, what type of persons they are, my devotees. What to do? The Bhara has no other alternative but to come back to that Ambarish. The Bhara was ever astonished to find that Ambarish in the same posture he is standing, thinking himself as a great offender. The Brahmin, or if he is a yogi, or if he is a Bhara, who is considered to be born in a part of Mahadeva, he is dishonored by me, and how I shall go and take food? The Otithi is disbehaved in such a way, how my misfortune. O Sudarshan, for my protection, you are driving that man like a beast. How can I tolerate in this way, in the repentant mood? In same posture, Ambarish. 1 year it took, and Ambarish standing, stopping all the engagements. The Bhara, one, they approached him, and as if he attempted to fall at his feet, he suddenly came and approached him. What do you do? You are my venerable Otithi. You are Narayana to me, you are my guest. So, you please be satisfied with me and be gracious and take food. Then only I can go and take my prasadam, otherwise I can't do. Sudarshan won't allow. Ambarish began to chant. Things in praise of Sudarshan. You, Sudarshan, your eyes is always vigilant over the devotees for their protection. You are so great. If I had, might have done any good activities, any devotional action, you be propitiated, be satisfied. I request you not to disturb this Brahmin who is my guest, honorable guest, and the guest should be considered as Narayan's delegation. It is in the Shastra. So, if you have got any sympathy, a drop of sympathy towards me, please don't try to be aggressive towards this Brahmin who is my Otithi. So Sudarshan, what to do? He had to retire. And Durbhasa, he was satisfied and he took prasadam there. And then Ambarish took prasadam. And then, from then, Durbhasa Rishi, wherever he goes, on all sides, see, what is the greatness, what is the magnanimity of a Vaishnava? I have seen it with my own eyes, my own experience, how great they are. What are we doing by this yoga and the other atoms, futile? But how resourceful are the servants of Vishnu, Narayana, and how magnanimous they are. They are the jewels of the world. They are the hope of the world, and everyone should honor them if they want their real benefit. In this way, the Dadashi Rupakhan was described in Bhagavatam. Mm-hmm. So real Vaishnava, his position is such, for those that are dedicated to the Absolute Personality, and the actual reaction is also so. So the Lord is not heartless machine. We have come to a hearty Absolute. Yeah? He has God heart, everything. I remember one lady during Swami Maharaj's lifetime delivered lectures in this Natya Mandir. She told that we have come from so far, very under the banner of Swami Maharaj. As regards me, for myself, I like to know you. I like to inform you that his call impressed me most here only, that we can live as a family man with our Supreme Lord. We can live as a family, we can serve him as a family man, and he also considers us as a family man. Mattu yada takta samasta karma nivedita-atma vichikirsito me tadāma tattam patipaddhamāno mamātma bhūyāya ca kalpatirvai. This ātma bhūyāya. In Bhagavad Gita, vihati tadanantaram tatumāṁ tattatu gatta vihati tadanantaram. After this, they can realize myself, my real nature, and then enters into myself. What is that? What is the meaning? Entering into myself, that they enters into my family life. Mamātma bhūyāya ca kalpati bhūyīn bhāgva. Ātma bhūyāya kalpati. That they are given recognition. Of recognition in the midst of my own members. Atma-bhūyāya kalpati. That I consider them as my own. Even sometimes more than myself. As he is saying to Uddhava. Uddhava, you are so dear to me, so beloved. Even Brahmā, Śiva, my elder brother Baladev, my wife Lakshmi Devi, what to speak, even more than my this body, I like you. I like you, I love you, even more than myself. More than I love my own body, I love you. More spiritual body, that is myself. Pranek Bhupi Guriyasi, it is mentioned in many places, that more than my life, I consider you superior, Uddhava, devotee. So, such things are there and they are real. But that is our, the standard of our ideal. Our ideal, our goal is of such quality. It is very, very high. At the same time, we should not think that I have attained it. I have got it only to prove that it is imaginary, it is futile. It is there. It is the real of the real. But still, I am infinitesimal. I am found only with the help of the rarely found Guru Vaishnava that we can hope to such a great level where we can be one with the Supreme Lord. This is the most important quality of what is called love or prem, love divine. It is the special qualification of Bhagavad prem that it can raise the teeny soul to the level of the most favorite of the Lord Himself. That is not a peculiar blessing in me, but this peculiar extraordinary qualification in devotion or prem, lago, manulago. Manulago, sakal chariya bhai sraddha devir kuti, sraddha. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said in his son, one of his son, give up everything and let us club together to sing in praise of sraddha. Sraddha can give anything and everything. We may be the poorest of the poor, meanest of the mean, but sraddha, prem, is of so high quality substance. The slight connection of that makes us, takes us very near and closer towards the heart of my Lord. There are so many there. The servitors, they are also so magnanimous, so gracious, that it is possible, becomes possible for us to enter into that divine domain of love. It is possible and found in Vrindavan, Vrajavandi, the Krishna consciousness, and Bhagavan, Vrajanaranam, it is there. The friends, the concerts, the parents, servitors, the paraphernalia, the Jamuna, the hill, the forest, everything, everything of peculiar life and time of a divine existence. Vrindavanam, Sabadaramanam, Bhavishadvi. When Krishna is entering into the jungle, into the forest, to keep up the cows, the Bhagavatka Sukhdev is giving a slight description of the fact. What is the matter? The Krishna is putting foot one after another, and the earth, as if she is feeling the Vamana Sukham, the most loving, concentrated pleasure of union, the earth feeling. The very earth which is seen to be gross matter, the earth is feeling like a living heart. Yet she is getting the thrilling touch of the high ecstatic sensation, as if union in high love. Vrindaranam sabadaramanam tavishad gita geti. The friends are singing around the praise, in his praise. How beautiful, how charming, how loving his ways and actions and the words and gestures, everything. All charming. The beauty. Beauty and the practices, gestures, everything of divine, capturing the love, praise. That is Krishna contrast. We are all out of our houses, and our present engagements and environment with this high aspiration that one day, by the help of the Guru Vaishnava, we may be taken into that divine land, which is even dream of the divinity, dream of the divinity. That may be far off, but still, we won't accept anything as our highest goal, except that. Ananta bhajan, ananyas chintan tu mani. Exclusive devotion, and our attention towards that. By the grace of the Vaishnava and the Guru, Shiksha, Diksha, wherever they are, we pray for their blessing, that we may not be led astray, but we may go safely under their guidance towards that high Krishna consciousness in Vrindavan. Reading and he is telling we should be conscious that Krishna is all pervading and he is omniscient. He is everywhere and he is noting our present condition. He is all seer. So, there is some peculiar purpose underlying this circumstance. Nothing is without any meaning. So it has got also some meaning and some deep meaning. We need not be discouraged. We must try to keep our sincerity to our faith. Nahi kadran kritkasti durgatim tatagacchati. If we are be sincere to our own creed, nothing can harm us, disturb us. We can at the same time cast our glance into the Puranic examples, both of men and the women, that those are living that were under hard trial in their life. They are notable personages. So much so that once Yudhishthira Maharaj told to Devarshi Narada, Devarshi, I am afraid that considering our life in different stages of testing, different adverse circumstances, none will come to love Krishna. They all know that Krishna is our close friend, but still we are suffering outside in such a hopeless manner. So this will discourage persons to come to devote their life towards Krishna. But on the other hand, Devarsi Narad told, what do you think, Yudhishthira Maharaj? What you have lost apparently, that is nothing. But what you have gained, what is that? In every circumstance you feel any difficulty, you remember him and he is at your door, whom the yogis, the ganis, devotees in general cannot have a peep of his darshan. And whenever you remember him in any situation peculiar, he is at your door at once. What do you say? This is your great achievement. Something like that. Kunti Devi, she also prayed that keep me in unfavorable circumstances so that my attention towards you may remain intact and green, and that is the best prospect of anyone's life and prosperity and everything. The real success is there. So, the apparently adverse circumstances, only for our taste, how much we are really faithful to our own creed. So we must stand firm, we won't be cowed down by the different positions in this earth, in this world, we may have to face it. But it is to taste our real chastity of our faith. And we must, we hope, by the grace of Guru and the Vaishnava, we must pass through this ordeal. At the same time, I cannot but mention the fine, the most fine adherence to the Vaishnava creed of Jayatirtha Maharaj. His heart is so sublime, so pure, does not care for anything, anything which the world they aspire after. Are exclusively given to that, generally understood as some abstract, but it is reality in his heart, the search after Krishna, as Mahaprabhu did. Kaha Krishna Prananath Brajendra Nandam, kaha yao, kaha bao, muradi badam. The call of that great fruit we are to attain, our ears should be open to that. And all else world, nadhanam najanam nasundarim kavitam vajagadisho kamayi, mama janmani janmani shari, bhavadad bhakti rahayi tuki yusari. The slope of Mahaprabhu. Unnaya vidashita sunnam, karma jnana janavitam, ānukullinu krishnānu śīdhanam bhakti duttama. Elimination and selection will go side by side to the highest stage also. We shall be conscious and wakeful to our own proper realization for which Veda vihinna smitayu vihinna nāsu punirjasya matam na bhinnam dharmasya tattam nihitam guhāyam mahājanu jīnu katasya pantha. Different interpretations are of Veda and other scriptures, different leaders of different community, even in the religious section. But the real Mahajan, that the Lord Himself, He gave a path of revelation through Brahma. In the beginning of the creation, And that current, we must try to select and accept and follow by the elimination of any other. He himself told to Uddhava that Prakriti Vaichitrat, Prakriti Vaichitrat and Param Pujyena. The mutilation of the truth is bound to be disfigured by these two methods in this mundane world. But a fortunate soul, he will have the eye of sincerity to understand what is the real path chalked out by Mahayana Vaishnava and Acharya. And to adhere to that, that is Acharya Shiva. The follower of the Acharya, of an Acharya can become an Acharya. The fitness is there. Who can understand and follow the real Acharya? He is Acharya. He is safe for the ordinary people to come under his direction. We hope the Vaishnavas and the Lord, they will guide us in our path. Mani kalyan kuskashchi durgatin tato gacchati. So his blessing on our head, we shall march on towards Vrindavan. Krishna consciousness, what the great Swami Maharaj has given up to the Western people in such a wide magnitude. Jai on Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Srivad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai. Sevak Vrinda ki jai. Srivad Jai Tirtha Maharaj ki jai. Vaisishya Vrinda ki jai. Ananya Sanyasi Vrinda ki jai. Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Om Hari Bol.
So,
today we dissolve the meeting here with your permission. Good. Spiritual eye, the combined Sankirtan of the Western and Eastern, and our Guru Maharaj Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur attempted. We first saw one German devotee, Herr Schulze, another one Baron. The third we were told that one Bautel, Mrs. Bautel, took initiation in Gaudiya Vaishnavism in London by the founder of Gaudiya Sangha, the Goswami Maharaj. And then I saw Swami Maharaj with two followers here, Umba Chutananda, another Ramanuj. And they lived here for 3 weeks in that building. And that time the Navadvip Ministry gave a reception to them. It was arranged. And then gradually we all have come to fulfill the spiritual estimation or conception of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. We are fortunate enough to see what Bhakti Vinod Thakur saw in his spiritual eye. In our physical eye, we are seeing and we are very happy to find that the divine love, as expounded by Sri Chaitanya Dev, that should be the only engagement of all of us. And that is the highest attainment, the highest attainment for which Vedavyasa, the greatest exponent of the revealed truth in the world, was chastised by his guru, Devarsi Narada, what you have given, that is nothing. What I say now to you, give that to the world, then your gift will be fulfilled. Attain fulfillment. So the fulfillment of life is in the divine love. And that is towards Krishna, Swayam Bhagavan, in different phases of life, that engagement. Whole time engagement, 24 hours engagement with Krishna is possible only in Madhura Rasa. That gentleman, that German gentleman, though we knew it, but he first gave a clear description that in nowhere in the world, in no religion, we can find 24 hours engagement with God. It is only given in Vrindavan and in Madhura Rasa. That a jiva may have 24 hours engagement with God, which seems to be impossible. And by the grace of Mahaprabhu, it has been given such a great hope. The greatest hope ever we can conceive, service. And a service of that quality, it is possible. So by gradual process, it is not a very easy thing. We must not take, but our aim is the highest. We must be proud of to think of that. And gradually, one day or other, we shall reach there. This is our fortune. We may think it out. There may be many obstacles on the way, but that does not matter. No obstacle is worth anything. If we can attain the 24 hour service of the Supreme Lord, yet no price is considered to be greater, high. But we get in exchange of it the highest prospect, the sweetest, the most charming, the most beautiful, the most conquering thing, and that is all love, self-giving. Love means self-giving, self-sacrificing, self-dedicating, dedicating ostentatiously nothing to get, but everything to give. And thereby something arises which will conquer the whole heart to its fullest extent. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Swami Maharaj has very widely given by the grace of the Lord to the Westerners. And you are all come with sincere heart for the same. And we hope the Vaishnavas will be pleased with you to sanction with that great gift. Gaurhuri bol, Gaurhuri bol. I am sick. I can't speak more. So, with this little talk, I want to eat here. Jayadeva Maharaj will speak something.
First we have one. We have one small presentation. To make to you and a very small token from the Western world, representative of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur's grace.
It's not a very common garland.
It's a special garland.
Special garland. Special garland.
There are many notes here. Many notes.
Note.
Between the flowers.
Flower and the money. Of course, the money.
50 rupees for each devotee who has come, approximately. So 5,001.
There are not many rupees. But dollars, what is the other
day? I'm afraid to say they're only rupees. Next time we'll have to give
converted. Dollars. Western converted into Eastern.
But not yes. 1 rupee, 50 rupees each one.
50 rupees each. Is managed by your holiness. All these things managed by your holiness.
Managed by my holiday.